God's Christmas mystery. I want to talk a little bit about God's Christmas mystery from a passage in 1 Timothy. There are a lot of mysteries associated with Christmas, things that are a little puzzling, hard to understand maybe. Can reindeer really fly? Stuff like that. What does Noel mean? Things like that. How did the wise men know to follow that star? Or what's in that package with my name on it? Lift it, shake it, you know. But there's another mystery, God's Christmas mystery, and it's in 1 Timothy 3. It says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness." And then it has six little phrases. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. And as you look at that, the very first phrase, God was manifested in the flesh. That's talking about Christmas. So we're going to look at the mystery of godliness. This isn't a mystery in the sense of some kind of an Agatha Christie mystery or a Sherlock Holmes kind of mystery. This is a truth that was not really made clear in the Old Testament, but been revealed in the New Testament. Something you wouldn't know apart from God's revelation. It's that kind of a mystery. And it's the mystery of godliness. How a man could become godly. How a woman can become godly. How a child can become godly. What is the mystery of godliness? And the first part of it is that God had to be manifested in the flesh. That God the Son came into this world and became flesh. So that is the first part of this mystery of godliness, and it emphasizes his humanity. In John 1, we're told, "In the beginning was God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God." And the Word is actually Jesus Christ. In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. And then in verse 14 says, "And the Word, Jesus Christ, became flesh and dwelt among us." The Word became flesh. Jesus became flesh. The unique Son of God, the second member of the Trinity, came to earth and was born of the Virgin Mary. He became flesh. That's the incarnation. He was manifested in the flesh. And then it says he was vindicated in the spirit. This is more about his identification, his deity. It became evident by the things that he said and did that he was God. I and the Father are one. I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection and the life. He was manifested in the flesh, his humanity. He was vindicated by the Spirit, his deity. He was beheld by angels. As we saw in the play today, they were there at his announcing his birth. They were there at his birth. They were there when he was tempted in the wilderness. They were there when he was in agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. They were there when he was on the cross. And they was there when he ascended back into heaven. He was beheld by angels. And then it says he was proclaimed among men. They shared this news that God the Son became the unique God-man, that God the Son went to the cross and died and rose so that if you believe in him, you could have eternal life. They shared this good news. He was proclaimed among men. In fact, everyone who's come to know Jesus as their personal Savior is called by God to be a proclaimer of the good news. We're all to be ambassadors of Christ, proclaiming that Jesus is God, that he loves people, that he died for people, and he rose again, that he loves you, he died for you, and he rose again. So he was proclaimed among men. Then it says he was believed on in the world. This is the result of that proclamation. When people hear this good news that God loves them, that his Son died for them, and that they simply believe in him, they would not perish but have everlasting life, they can believe. He was believed on. There was a Pharisee who came to Jesus by night, and he believed. There was a woman who'd been caught up in a terrible lifestyle, and she met Jesus, and she believed. And the apostles went out and shared the good news, and others believed. And then those who believed shared it with others that believed, and they shared it with others that believed, and they shared it with others that believed, and they shared it with me, and I believed. He was proclaimed among men. And then it says he was received up into glory. After his resurrection, he appeared to men for a period of time, demonstrating again that he was God and that he was risen from the dead, and then he ascended into heaven. And an angel again was involved in that scene. And he said, oh, why do you stand there looking up into heaven? This same Jesus who ascended, he's going to come back a second time. And that's when we'll really sing, joy to the world, the Lord is come. So we have God's Christmas mystery. There's really two parts to it. The first part is Jesus dwelling among us. That's the incarnation. The second part is Jesus dwelling in us. That's the indwelling, where Jesus Christ actually lives in us. You heard the song just a moment ago about Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. And be born in us. There's one of the Christmas carols, O Little Town of Bethlehem, talks about this second birth and says, be born in us today. Count Zinzendorf was the founder of the Moravians. And he came to faith in Christ when he was in an art gallery, and he was looking at a painting. And he was looking at this painting, and a caption with the painting says, I did this for you, what have you done for me? But I want you to know the background of that painting. The artist, upon trying to paint this picture of Christ, spent a lot of time in the scripture and in prayer, and he tried to paint this picture of Christ. And then he called the daughter of his landlady in and said, look at this picture. Who do you think that is? And she looked at it and for a while and she said, a good man. And he tore up the painting, and he spent more time in prayer and preparation, and he started over. And when he finished, he brought in the daughter of the landlady a second time and said, who do you think this is? And she looked at the painting and she said, it looks like a person who suffered a lot. And he tore up the painting and spent more time in prayer and meditation and started all over again. And when he completed the painting the third time, he brought the little girl in again and he said, who do you think this is? And she looked at it and she said, it's the Lord. And he knew he had done what he wanted to do. You see, when Christmas isn't just about the birth of a great man, Christmas isn't just about the birth of a wise teacher, Christmas isn't just about the birth of a person who suffered greatly, Christmas is about the birth of the Lord, Jesus Christ. It means nothing until you understand that God came. Isaiah 7:14, a virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, which being translated means God with us. But it's not just God being with us, it's God then being believed on and being in us so that we have eternal life. So Jesus Christ did come, Emmanuel, God with us, and he came for you. You need to understand, he came for you. He went to the cross for you. He died for you. He took your sins in his body on the cross. He paid the penalty for your sins. Have you received him? Have you received this Jesus by believing in him? All you have to do is believe in Jesus and you will receive him and eternal life. But then for those who've already made that decision, there's another question I want to ask. He didn't simply come to dwell among us and in us. He wants to work through us. And so the question I want to ask you is this. Has Jesus Christ become incarnate in your life? Has he become evident by your life? Are people seeing Jesus in you? Jesus speaking through your lips. Jesus encouraging through your words. Jesus helping with your hands. Jesus loving with your heart. That's God incarnate, manifesting his character through you. This is the mystery of godliness. Christ, God, among us, then in us by faith, then being seen through us as we follow him. I hope this Christmas, you simply don't recognize that he's come to the earth, but you've believed on him, so he's in you. And then you don't stop there. You follow him so he can be seen through you. Again, a virgin shall conceive, give birth to a son, shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. God with us, God in us, God manifesting himself through us, Emmanuel. I'm going to ask Jim and Monty to once again share what they shared just before you heard this message.